If you want to learn your way around, you're going to have to be willing to get lost. Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And that little gem of a quote, if you want to learn where you're going, you have to get lost, comes courtesy of me talking to my husband. And this is absolutely one of those episodes where I am super glad he doesn't listen to my show so I could talk about him a little bit behind his back and get a really good business analogy in the process. So in order for the quote in the line that I said to make sense, I have to give you the backstory, which means I get to dish about my husband. So he and I moved from Boston to Southern California over a year ago at this point. We moved mid-December of 2017. So we've been here for a while now. And I have done a minimal job of learning my way around. I definitely know I have a good sense of my neighborhood. I have a good sense of how to get to certain places. I don't think I have learned and memorized the most specific routes, but I definitely have a sense of the area where we live in relation to other places we might want to get to. And my husband manages his travels very differently than I do. For me, I enter where I'm going in the GPS, but if I want to go a different way, I just go a different way to see where I'm going to end up. My husband is Mr. Efficiency. He wants to get anywhere he's going in the most efficient way possible. He's the guy who enters his work destination into the GPS every single day, just in case there's traffic and he needs to be rerouted, even though his commute is like 20 minutes tops on a bad day. So I'm the person who's like, I know where I'm going. I don't want to go a freeway. Let me put into my GPS that I want to get to a certain place, but please avoid freeways because I want to get the longest way possible and I don't want to have to be stuck on a freeway. So you can see where this conversation's going a little bit, right? Like, we just have two parallel, like just completely different ways of getting to the same destination. So typically the way it works is when I'm driving, we follow my rules. And when he's driving, you know, we follow his rules. This weekend we were off to a restaurant and he got a little bit lost because he missed a turn that the GPS told him. And when I said, oh, it's fine, like just drive straight, take a right, and it's going to land you in the same place. And he didn't trust me, basically. I'm doing such a bad job talking about it behind his back. But he didn't trust me. So he goes and does the U-turn to just go back to the original spot where he made the wrong turn so he can go and do it right. Later on, I was talking to him about it. I was like, you got so frustrated. You turned around. You didn't even listen to me. I knew where we were and I knew how to meet up with where we were going. And he's just like, it wasn't efficient. I was mad that I made a wrong turn. I didn't get where I wanted to go. And he's like, and I'm not like you. I don't know my way around. And he's, you know, short with me and impatient because, of course, I'm, you know, in his mind criticizing him for saying, like, why'd you get so bent out of shape about that? And I found myself saying, if you want to learn where you're going, you're going to have to get lost. And as soon as I said it, I was like, oh my gosh, that is going to be a really good podcast episode. Because of course, when you're in a tiff with your husband, you think about podcast episodes. No, I'm the only one. All right, moving on. But, you know, the point I made to him was that in the time I've been in Southern California, there have been so many times I haven't known where I'm going and I've been willing to find out. You know, just 2 weeks ago, I pulled into this neighborhood and I parked on a street. I wasn't really familiar with it. So I took my camera out to say, like, okay, where am I? And I was like at the corner of like Spalding and Brown. I can't remember the specific street. But I took a picture so I could remember where I was. I take a left-hand turn and I'm walking towards the store I'm going and I'm realizing, like, oh, there's another Spalding Street parallel to the Spalding Street that I parked on. And then I look to my right and the perpendicular street is also named Spalding. And I'm like, there's no way on God's green earth I'm going to find my car again with three streets who are parallel to each other, all with the same damn name. How do people do this? And I decided I was not comfortable with that, got back in my car, drove to an area that I recognized, and parked my car there. Like, these things happen to me pretty regularly as I try to find a new market, as I try to find a new restaurant. I get stuck. I go to a place where I'm a little less stuck, and then I allow myself to figure it out. And this also happens to me when my GPS signal gets lost. This didn't really happen to me too much on the East Coast. I don't know what the deal is on the West Coast, but suddenly I'll be driving and my GPS signal shits the bed, and suddenly I don't know where I'm going. So I've always been willing to either pull over to a parking lot until the signal, you know, catches up, or I, you know, keep driving and suddenly the little, you know, thing starts to connect again and off I go and I'm off to the races. Because in the not knowing where I'm going, I'm learning my way around. I don't necessarily get there in the fastest route. It's not the most efficient. It doesn't sort of meet my husband's standards for how we should get to a destination, but I've learned my way around. Because I've sat in the discomfort of not knowing where I am, figuring it out, and problem solving. And I think one of the things that happens to a lot of business owners is we're not willing to get lost. We're not willing to be lost. And we're not willing to feel lost. Because think about it for a second. In an age where entrepreneurs, particularly, don't get me on a separate rant, particularly female entrepreneurs, we're supposed to be badasses. We're supposed to be fierce. We're supposed to be all puffed up, exaggerated versions of ourselves. But in that, if that's the standard for what a boss is or a good boss should be and can do, then what happens when we have a question and we don't know the answer to? When we have a dream and we don't know how we're going to get there? When we have like a need or we need to ask for help or we're stuck and we're unsure? The implication in the messaging around badassery, for lack of a better word, is that that's what the good bosses do and that's what the good bosses have. So when we don't know and we're unsure and we don't have a question and we don't know we don't have an answer to our questions, we tend to carve ourselves out from the inside. I should know this. I should have figured this out. Look at everyone else who knows this. That's what my husband did in his moment of frustration. Well, you know your way around. I want to be like that. But what we forget sometimes is we have to connect to our humanity. We have to connect to our vulnerability, our emotional side, the things that move us and motivate us and get us from point A to point B, because we can't keep relying on these external guideposts. That, yes, we can get crystal clear on a destination and we can put it into the GPS. You have heard me use that analogy on this show countless times, but at some point in time, if we're going to get where we're meant to be, sometimes we have to get off the path. Sometimes we have to sit in the not knowing. And we have to allow ourselves to see what fills the space, what new opportunities come up, what new ideas come up, when we allow ourselves to get there differently. Now, one of the things, and I think I actually used this as an example on the podcast in one of my earlier episodes, but back east, the sort of main road near us was Route 16. So we'd have to take Route 16 to get home. And on Route 16, there was a Kohl's department store. And by and large, if we were heading from, you know, XYZ direction, we had to pass Kohl's to get to our house. And I said to my husband one day, like when I was pointing out something, I said, oh, it's right near the Kohl's. And he's like, what do you mean it's right near the Kohl's? And we had been living there for like 5 years at this point. And he had no idea what I was talking about because he didn't look up. because it was specific destination. It was, this is, I'm at work, I want to get home, and this is how I go. And I think the challenge for entrepreneurs, business owners, and managers is we not only have to be willing to sit and get lost and not find our way right away, but we also have to be willing to look up. And to not be afraid that that means we're going to lose sight or we're going to lose our focus or our productivity is going to slack and suffer, but that in looking up, we may do a better job of arriving at our destination. That sometimes, yes, we absolutely have to sit in the not knowing. We have to be curious. The other day, I was in like shock and awe when I took the back way to something. And I was like, oh my gosh, point A is so much closer to point B than I thought. Because when I take the freeway, I'm like passing six exits. How did I not know we're this close to this place? And it's because I went a different way and taking the back roads found all these new connections. And as business owners, if we want to grow, if we want to develop the next product, if we want to create the next service, if we want to meet the demand in a new way, we have got to look at our lives and our businesses coming from a new direction. And that doesn't mean that we're always going to have the clear path. It doesn't mean we're always going to know where we're going, but we can have faith in our ability to figure it out. To say, you know what, I don't know how this is going to go, but I think it's going to be okay. You know, back in the day, those of you who don't know off the top of your heads, my husband has a spinal cord injury and he uses a wheelchair. And when he first got hurt, we got into this awful habit where we would like be in a new area. I remember particularly this, oh my God, god-awful, treacherous vacation we took to Acadia, Maine. It was the worst idea ever. It was our first vacation after he got hurt. So it was the first time we had kind of left home and had to figure out disability travel and hotels and all sorts of things. And the last time I had been to Acadia before that, I had been hiking and I had been camping and I knew my way around, but I wasn't paying attention to where paved paths were and ramps were and which restaurants were handicap accessible and which weren't. So every single place we went to in Maine, it was just a disaster because we were either calling ahead to see if it was handicap accessible or, you know, like the blind leading the blind, trying to find the handicap accessible paths. So we got into this awful habit where I would get out of the car, I would explore, I would figure it out, and then I would come back and report. And then it creates that weird sense of safety, but it doesn't at all create a sense of confidence for my husband that everything is, you know, Marie Forleo style, like years later I would learn that phrase, but everything is figure outable, that we're capable, because the tendency is to go look, find the answer, come back and report back and stay in the safety zone. But that what we really had to do as a couple was rely on one another that we could figure it out. We've never been here before. We don't know which restaurants are handicap accessible. We don't know how to use, like, you know, his bathroom when he was first out of rehab was specifically modified to the expectations his rehab specialist had told us to do. So then suddenly when we're in a hotel and the hotel only has to follow the bare minimum of ADA, there were a lot of interruptions in morning routines and figuring things out because we hadn't navigated any bathroom other than the one he had in his hospital room and the one he had in his bedroom in his new living situation after he got hurt. So, you know, so much of that is, I don't know, but I'm willing to figure it out. I don't know, and I'm capable of figuring it out. Because so often I think what happens for business owners is we create this sense of confidence. Like we always have to know, right? That's kind of the puffed up version I offered my husband when we were traveling in Maine. Like I could go and say, don't worry, honey, the path is clear. You're going to be fine. We can get like at least a half a mile before we hit an inaccessible part. We can be outside for a little while. And he would travel the path confidently. But it's a false sense of confidence because he didn't figure it out himself. And then it's creating this reliance on me to figure it out. What we have to do in our lives and in our businesses is be willing to get lost, be willing to find the inaccessible path, be willing to let go. Oh my God, I took this left turn. This was a really bad idea. I can't believe it took me here. You know, it reminds me of this adventure I took myself on. Adventure is probably, I say that a little bit of biting the inside of my cheek as I say it, because I used to like leaf peeping on the East Coast, and I would see all this fall foliage. And I would grab my camera and I would just kind of chase these roads in the New Hampshire area. Well, one day I was like following this path and I thought I was good. And suddenly I took a right turn and I was on this one-way dirt road. And I had no idea where it was going to lead me. And obviously, like, I was did not have a GPS signal. So there was no way to turn around. I had to keep going. And so many times since that example has been years and years ago, is I remember the time I was on a one-way road and I still figured it out. That we need those experiences of not knowing, of getting lost, of having a question and not having the answer to gain a sense of confidence, to gain that sense of mastery and resilience in our business. And if we constantly try to be perfect, if we constantly try to always have the answer, to be on the ball, to be super confident, then when the, you know, when it hits the fan, we're like, not to use two analogies, you know, back to back, but we're up a creek without a paddle. Like, it doesn't work. That, like, part of being business owners and part of showing up every day and having resilience and mastery and getting confidence is we have to lean on our ability to figure things out. And people have mindset wobbles and lose their confidence and lose their way when they're not comfortable being lost. Now, I don't like being lost. I especially hate being lost on a really fast-going freeway, but we can figure it out. And if somebody had told me 2 years ago when I was living in the safety of Massachusetts and I had my simple 95 and my 93 that was only two lanes one way and two lanes the other, that someday I would be navigating six lanes of highway across one way and six lanes of highway across the other, and that PS, I would think 80 was going slow, I never would have believed them. Because in doing this, in getting on the road of figuring it out, even though I was white knuckling it, we joke a lot about the interview process when we came out to interview in California. It's so much easier to rent a rental car without an adaptive hand control. So it was just easier for me to be the driver, even though admittedly, even though he doesn't like getting lost, he is by far the better driver of the two of us. You know, I had my teeth grit the entire time and my hands had assumed the position of 10 and 2 and I didn't permit the radio to be on because I just had to focus. And the seat of my rental car, like the back was like straight up and I was as close to the steering wheel as possible. Like I didn't know what the F I was doing a little, you know, close to 2 years ago was probably now when we did that interview, but I figured it out. And now 2 years later, I still like get intimidated with the idea of navigating LA because everybody has just told me LA is a nightmare, but I know my area. And I've navigated as far, you know, south as San Diego. I have figured it out and I've taken chances and I've been lost. And now I have more confidence. You know, it was interesting for me to have my sister come to town. Let me start that one over. To have my sister come to town in February because she was able to see me driving one-handed and whizzing down the highways really confident and just knowing where I was going. And she remembers when I was anxious on good old 95 and 93. So she could see how I had figured it out. And when we have our capability, when we can tune into, oh my God, I remember that day I was so lost and the GPS crapped out, but I figured it out. Then the next time we're lost isn't so bad. And it opens us up to new opportunities. But people who are unwilling to get lost are never going to go as far as they can, because they're going to be too busy double checking, too busy crossing their T's, dotting their I's, and they're never going to get outside their comfort zone. That if you really want mastery and resilience, you are going to have to be willing to get lost and find your way. I don't always think that a tiff with my husband becomes a really good podcast episode, but I think this one really does the trick. So think about what I said. Share your stories with me. I'd love to hear what you think about this. If if I'm on a baseball field and you're playing football, or, you know, if this is really jiving with your experience as a business owner, I'd love to hear what you think. Let me know over at heather@heathergreatconsulting.com. Thanks so much for joining me for today's talk. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.